Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trig Podcast. Joining Costa Sevilla on this beautiful Tuesday, November 12th. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking tonight about narratives. So it's been a while since I've been here, about a month, almost 2 months, I think. October 1st, so it's November 12th, so over a month, month and a half. And it's because it's been not a very good season in my life. Because of the narrative that I've been telling myself, which is just not true. Mostly the narrative that I'm an anxious type and I can't handle difficult things in my life. And so I end up trying to run away from difficult things, hoping to outrun them and not trusting God. Not allowing God to catch up to me and not believing that God is in the middle of that storm. It's like the storm is chasing me and I am afraid that if I let it catch up to me, then it'll destroy me. I won't be able to handle it. Where the truth is that two truths that I am adopting that are true of me, new narratives. One is that I come from a lineage of overcomers and of amazing, strong people, including myself, my own journey, as well as my family. And then second, that God is in the storm, that when the storm overwhelms me, that Psalm 91 is true, that I will be safe under the shadow of his wings. Like Jonah, God will be there in the belly of the whale. But the narrative that I've been living from, that I think we sometimes live from, is one of two narratives. One is either, at least in my case, I will be overwhelmed by these problems. Or second, I am an overcomer of life. Life is 50-50. Life has trials. For some of us, we are often shocked at that truth. I know for me, I still at times wish that life had no difficulties, which is just delusional. It's just not real. And I've realized it's not from being delusional. It's really more, as I said, hoping that those issues won't catch up to me because of the old tapes that I carry. The truth is, as I said, is the opposite. And so we have a choice to make, every one of us. What is the narrative you're going to live by? I was listening to one of my mentors, and she was saying that imagine two people, and one of them would say, I am weak and unworthy. And the other person says, I am strong and I deserve the best. Which person would you rather be? And that really, as simple as that sounds, it really hit me because I realize how I tell myself the first thing and how many of us live with that, with that narrative, with those lies in our heads. And trust me, I am the type that says, it's not a lie, it's true. This, I went through this and that, and this was difficult, and I couldn't do that, and that was hard, and I almost this, and that didn't happen, and you go through the pity party of all the things that have gone wrong in your life. But the other person that considers themselves the overcomer, the victorious type, they will say, yes, the circumstances are the same, but I am an overcomer. I am victorious. I am strong. My family, my own legacy, God is with me in the valley. I come from overcomers. I am I'm a man, I'm a woman that is able to withstand the most difficult parts of life. And we're not looking for trouble. We're not looking for problems. But when the trials come and the storms come back, then we tell ourselves a different narrative than the one we grew up with, or the one we saw in our family, our parents, etc. And in many ways, this is a narrative that I used to live with, one of strength and courage. And then something happened. Failure and mistakes and failure and a lot of failure and negative things and eventually then loss in our family and jobs and loss of people that we love, and all that began to teach me that I can't handle the truth, that I can't handle difficult things, that I had to run away from money issues, from health issues, from family problems. And I lost sight of my actual narrative of who I am as a person, as a man, as a trigueros, as a member of my own tribe, of my mom, my grandmother, my in-laws, my wife, all the people that surround me, who I am, and then who God is in my life. But I think that narrative of who I am is very important, because I have so many memories and so many stories that paint a narrative of strength and miracles and courage, not of weakness. I remember when I was 10 years old, my dad's car was sinking, basically. I wouldn't say we were drowning, but we were definitely in this river that was kind of overflowing, and the car was getting filled with water. And I remember my dad got out of the car and he was kind of panicky. My sister was crying. My mom was wondering what's going on. And I didn't think twice. I didn't cry. I wasn't panicky. I got out of the car and pushed the car with my dad. I was 10, 11 years old, just a kid. I remember when I was maybe a little younger, nine years old, I came to the U.S. by myself with my sister. We got dropped off at LAX. And nobody was there to pick us up. There was no one from the airline. My grandma wasn't there. My sister was crying. I said, well, let's go talk to the lady at the counter. So I grabbed our bags. Again, I'm like 9, 10, 11 years old. And we went to the counter and they called the lady. And eventually my grandma came and everything was fine. That is a narrative that I must live by. That's the truth. Not, oh, I was afraid. Oh, I mean, sure. I'm sure I was afraid. But I overcame that fear. The other one that is more funny, my friend Juice, shout out to my friend Juice, ghost bell right there. He reminds me that when we were 10 years old, we would take buses, like 2-3 buses. Remember, we were 10, from our parents' apartments in Long Beach all the way to Dodger Stadium. We were 10. To go and wait for baseballs to be hit out of the ballpark and just to be around Dodger Stadium. We had no money. We were kids. And I remember he was asking me, how did we even do that? I'm like, I don't know. But that's the kind of narrative that I have to remember, that we have to live by. Instead, lately, because of many reasons that I still don't quite understand, demonic, trauma, I don't know, things piling up, the pandemic, I don't know what it is. I've been living under this different narrative that I can't handle illness or financial problems. And the reason why is because I hadn't faced some of these things. I hadn't faced personal loss of jobs until the last 10 years, until my 40s, mid-40s. So I think that stuff began to really hit me hard when I thought, well, I'm a failure, and so I can't. And so again, the narrative began to change. Instead of being an overcomer, an amazing individual that has skills that God has gifted, who miracles happen to him, how God has always been a miracle making miracle worker God in my life, instead I adopted this narrative that wasn't even mine. It was demonic, and I'm still dealing with it and shedding it, and I was dealing with it hardcore the last month or so, which is of panic and fear and shame. And as I said, there are many reasons why, but my goodness, I have believed the lie, drank the Kool-Aid, hardcore, full-on, drowned in the Kool-Aid of fear and lies. And I am just waking up to who I am, to who my father was, to who my mom is, my grandmother, who my wife is, our kids, who I am. I have so many stories. When I was 18, I almost died of an appendectomy. I have a 10-inch, 12-inch scar. Not to get too graphic. When I was 19, soon after that, I had an ACL surgery. Then I had another knee surgery to kind of repair some more stuff. I've dealt with serious stuff. War, separation, you name it. And instead of me taking strength from those stories, I've painted them as stories of why I'm so anxious and why I'm so afraid, as if that's really how I feel. The real story, the truth is that I was strong even though I was alone. I was strong even though I didn't know the language. I was strong even though I didn't have any friends or my parents or my mom or dad or my sisters. I was strong. God helped me. I took 3 buses to go to school. I graduated as the top of my class, even though I didn't have all the things that all the other kids had. I got into UCLA when I was 18 years old. And instead of me thinking that today, as a 50-year-old plus man, 55, I've adopted these lies. And so it's crazy how your narratives can change. And maybe that's necessary. I don't know. Maybe the Jonah moments are necessary. Jonah, as you know, God told him to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel and save people. And he's like, nope. So he ran away from God. He ran away from his narrative, the original story of a man, a prophet, a man who was called by God to save the world. And instead, he adopted a second narrative of a man who was running for his life, afraid for his life, in the belly of a fish, of a big whale, quote unquote, dying with waters, it says, sir, and with weeds and with all kinds of gunk wrapped around his neck, killing him. He couldn't even breathe. And then God showed up and rescued him. So he adopted this other narrative that wasn't true, out of disobedience, out of fear, out of you name it, the world, life, trauma, who knows. And I think that's what's happened to me and maybe to you. And it's time to rediscover our original narrative, who we truly are, as men and women of God, as people of our families. You know, especially for us, for me as a Latino man, remembering who I am as a man of God, as a Hispanic male who has overcome, who has done so much, that narrative is the narrative that I have to recapture. And to know that God has been faithful, that I believe in a God, not that I believe, that God is a miraculous, a miracle-making God, that he has been there in my life to rescue me, to provide, to give me strength. And when the storms come and overwhelm me, I don't have to run trying to escape them, trying to escape issues of health and money and failure. But instead, if they come, when they come, because they will come again and again, that I am an overcomer. I am a victorious man. I am valiente. I am Trigueros Morales Gutierrez. I come from an amazing heritage of my family, my mom, my grandma, my uncles, my father. And most of all, I am protected and I am covered by God. He's there and he is faithful. Well, I hope that helps. If you would like to get my coaching and talk about these things, DM me, email me, go to my website, find me on Instagram at David Trigg. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time. Adios.